This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Believe, confess, repent. These three words are the three categories of salvation. And by the way, the order in which you do them is not critical at all. The program today continues to build on a theme over the last few weeks on the necessary details, steps, and aspects of eternal salvation in Jesus. Let me begin today with a prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. A moment ago, I said the order of believe, confess, repent is not critical. It does not matter if you begin with repentance, confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then believe and trust in the facts and details of the gospel message itself. Salvation, that is, getting saved, born again, and made acceptable by God for eternity in heaven, for me personally was that I believed in the factual details of the gospel story first. Then came confession, followed by repentance. Here are the facts of the gospel. God entered our world as a very unique baby, a baby conceived in a way no other baby has ever been conceived, with the Holy Spirit of God implanting His divine seed into the womb of Mary, a Jewish girl who lived over 2,000 years ago in Israel. The name of that child born to Mary is Jesus, who was 100% God and 100% man at the same time. Jesus grew up, and when he was 30 years old, he began his public ministry of teaching the things of God that people needed to know and healing them of various diseases. But his primary purpose was to die as a sacrifice for the sins of people who would ever believe in him with their whole heart. Believe not just these facts of his biography, but believe and trust in that sacrificial death of Jesus on their behalf so that their sins would not be held against them by God in the court of God at his final judgment, but that people truly trusting in Jesus in the deepest depths of their being, their soul, would be saved from that eternal condemnation of God against their sin, and would instead be seen as acceptable to God because of their sincere faith and trust in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. True saving faith is not just believing the stated facts of the gospel, though. No, instead, it is believing in and trusting on, relying upon the person and work of Jesus Christ on your behalf, for you personally, and that your real, genuine faith given to you by God in Christ is what saves you for all eternity, so that you escape judgment and obtain eternal life. The good works you do for Christ come after you are saved. Romans 8, 1-4 tells us this: There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the life-giving Spirit in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God achieved what the law could not do because it was weakened through the flesh. By sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and concerning sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, to explain flesh in Bible terms, the flesh here does not mean our skin and muscles. The flesh means our sinful desires to do wrong. Jesus expects that after we believe in Him and confess with our mouth our public faith in Jesus, that we will repent, that is, to turn away from those fleshly, sinful desires to do wrong, and to instead have a revulsion and hatred of our own sin, to consciously realize how bad our sin is. to really feel sick about it, and so to want to walk away from sin and to walk toward God in faithful service to God and to other people. We do not become a Christian by doing good things for others, though. Christianity is not a public or community improvement program. It is a transformation of the heart and mind and soul of a person. But then, when that really happens, we want to spend our time not in sinful pursuits, but in the pursuit of the kingdom of God and in helping those around us, and at the same time sharing the good news of Jesus as we help to meet their physical and social needs. Some people in this godless world of today even ask, what is sin? Let me give you some typical categories and examples. This list is not meant to include every sin, just some examples. But first, a word of caution. No one becomes saved by either not sinning or by doing positive good works. It is faith in Christ, apart from good works, that saves a person. Then, when someone is truly saved, they will naturally have good works to perform out of love and gratitude to God, and they will repent of sin, also out of love and gratitude to Jesus. Now, as to these examples of sin, I'm going to do this by categories. In the sexual category, adultery, immoral sexual relations where one or both people are married to someone else. Fornication, unmarried people having sex. Prostitution, providing sex for money or paying money for sex. Lust, intentional, continued, ongoing sexual desires and fantasy for someone not our spouse, which includes all forms of pornography, including books, magazines, photos, or videos of naked people or of people having sex, whether in writing or visual. Dirty, obscene, or profane language, or dirty stories or dirty jokes. Homosexual behavior or activity, whether so-called gay or lesbian. Pretending or attempting to become a sex other than how you were born. Then, in the social category of sin, drunkenness and drug abuse, gossiping, bitterness, boasting and pride, dishonesty, lying, envy, having selfish motives, hypocrisy, loving another person more than loving Jesus. Slander, seditions, that means stirring up opposition against authority. In the anger category of sin, anger, brawling or fighting, haters of God and people, murder. In the money category of sin, schemes of fraud, trickery, extortion, greediness, stealing. And finally, the rebellion against God category of sin, witchcraft, Ouija boards, horoscopes, divining rods, seances, casting spells or curses, black magic, also unbelief or atheism, unthankfulness and cynicism about God. If anyone, by the way, wants Bible verses that back up this list of sins, I will be happy to provide them via email. Contact me through our website. Now for some Bible verses about these three parts of the salvation process. Believe, confess, repent. First, under believe, John 6:44, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." John 3:18, "Whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." John 11:25-26, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Ephesians 2:8-10, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." God has made us what we are. He has created us in Christ Jesus to live lives filled with good works that he has prepared for us to do. John 3:36, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." And now let's turn to the subject of confession. Here is Romans 10, 9 and 10. I'm going to do this in three different Bible versions to give you a full understanding of these verses. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and thus has righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses and thus has salvation. Okay, here's another version of that. If you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved from the punishment of sin. When we believe in our hearts, we are made right with God. We tell with our mouth how we were saved from the punishment of sin. And here's the third version of that verse. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Now here's Matthew 10:32, "Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven." And finally, let's go to the subject of repentance. 2 Timothy 2:19, "Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, 'The Lord knows those who are his,' and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness." Mark 1:14-15, "Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come." 2 Corinthians 7:10, "For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death." Acts 3:19, "Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent. To have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having a personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is www.visionforchristworld.com and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved from the punishment of sin. When we believe in our hearts, we are made right with God. We tell with our mouth how we were saved from the punishment of sin.